did. I wanted to introduce this guy. I've always wanted to do this. I could introduce him and tell you this is the most interesting accountant you'll ever meet, but that wouldn't really. He's the only interesting accountant I have ever met. But you know, when God made accountants, he made people that knew how to deal with numbers and details, but he didn't always make them interesting. This one he did. And you will absolutely delight to hear this man. He's a published author. He's got a lot of wisdom and help you to keep more of the money you've earned. He is the senior partner of the firm Lindsay and Waldo. I hope you'll give a good listening to my good friend, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Well, thank you, David. I recently heard about a survey. It's a university survey that was first reported on CNBC. I can't remember the university, but I remember the statistics. And of the people surveyed, 42% picked as one of the top five ways to plan for retirement to buy a lottery ticket every week. I bet you can guess what wasn't in the top five. Buying and studying any book on financial planning. Attending a retirement planning seminar like this one. Associating yourself with good professionals like these. Haven't they been great? I think you deserve a round of applause just for coming today. As David said, I'm Richard Lindsay. I'm a CPA. I'm the author of two books. One, Crazy Little Shorts for These Taxing Times, a copy of which is in your bag. And my best-selling book, Breaking the Tax Code, which is available on Amazon.com. Now, one of the things that you probably are aware of is that taxes can be confusing. They change them an awful lot. What happens is that it seems that Congress writes laws that are effective this year, but not next year. In fact, it really seems to me that sometimes they write laws that are effective the first Tuesday in February and expire the last Thursday in November. It gets maddening. It is so confusing, it is impossible for the average person to keep up. In fact, I don't know if you've ever tried to read this stuff, but it is horrible to read. In fact, I don't think any one person can even comprehend it. I think they do it on purpose. In fact, I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of the people in Congress, they don't read this stuff. They've admitted it. So, if taxes confuse you, it's no wonder. It's not your fault. In fact, that's why it's my mission to keep you from being a tax victim. One of the first things you need to know is that there is a huge difference between a tax preparer and a tax advisor. Or tax planner. You know, anybody with a pencil or a 10-year-old computer can call themselves a tax preparer. Doesn't take any kind of education, any kind of training, doesn't even require a license. In fact, you know how the big chains get their tax preparers, don't you? Each winter, they offer a 6-week, one night a week course to teach you how to prepare your income tax return. And then they take their very best students and they offer them a temporary, part-time, seasonal job as a tax preparer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a whole lot harder than that just to become a barber. That's not the kind of person you really want to rely on for your financial expertise, is it? You know, I talk about the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Tax preparation is looking backwards, tax planning is looking forward. And I can generally do a whole lot more savings with somebody if we're looking at tax planning than I can with tax preparation. Because tax preparation, preparing a tax return, is nothing more than a report about what happened last year. And once last year's over, there ain't a whole lot we can do about it. Most of the time. Occasionally, there is. Chris came to me a couple years ago on like April the 12th or 13th. Said, Richard, would you help me with my taxes? And I said, sure, be happy to. Chris had lost a piece of rental property to foreclosure that last year. And his former CPA had advised him that he probably needed to pay in an additional $25,000 to cover his tax liability from the income he's going to have to recognize from that debt that gets forgiven. So he said, Richard, you think I'm going to have to pay that in? I said, man, I ain't got a clue. Until I look at it deep enough, I don't have any idea how much you're going to owe, and I ain't got time to do it before April 15th. So we filed an extension for him, and he chose not to pay in the $25,000, which is a good thing, I think, because right after April 15th, that following week, I dug into his information really deeply, and I guess I just found stuff his former CPA just missed. Because not only did Chris not have to pay in that $25,000, I got him a $12,867 refund that year. So it can happen, but it doesn't happen real often, and I can't guarantee, of course, it's going to happen for you. So tax preparation is looking backwards. Tax planning is looking forward. So when we're looking forward, to, well, what kind of transactions might be coming up? Do I have some stock I need to sell? Am I going to sell my house? Am I going to get my retirement income? How am I going to choose Social Security? What kind of benefits do I want? When do I want them? Am I changing something in my life? Am I retiring? Am I moving? These things affect taxes, and sometimes there's options, sometimes there's choices, sometimes there's differences in the tax effect of those choices. Sometimes when we're looking, when we're talking about tax planning, we're just looking at, what could we do different going forward from this moment forward? If I do something different, what could I do and change the tax effects of what's going on? I mean, we do tax planning all year long. It's not something we relegate to the summer months when we're just not as busy. We do it as part of our 37-step process whenever we prepare a tax return. And the reason we do is because that's what people expect. And I'll tell you, you know, you have the absolute right to minimize your taxes, to use the tax law to your benefit. The problem is that you can't use the tax law to your benefit if you don't know the tax law. Albert Einstein said, the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. Financial guru Dave Ramsey's fond of saying the income tax code is so complicated it can drive a Harvard graduate to fits of rage. So if taxes confuse you, it's no wonder. It's not your fault, because it's about a whole lot more than putting numbers on a page. Now, you might not need a CPA, but if taxes confuse you, if you're uncertain about the tax advice you've been getting, or not getting as the case may be, then when we're done here, I'll hang around, take the opportunity to come up and request a complimentary 27-minute consultation with me, and we'll see if we can't make your tax time a little easier.